As Cole stared at the tiny bodies, sadness flooded through him. The sparrows were so frail, helpless, and innocent. They hadn't deserved to die. Then again, what right did they have to live? This haunted Cole. Did the birds' insignificant little existences have any meaning at all? Or did his? He watched one solitary gray sparrow hopping among the broken branches near the nest. Was that the mother? Was she looking for her young? Cole licked his cracked and dried lips. At least the babies had a mother to search for them. Nobody, not even a scrawny gray bird, was looking for him. Cole's eyes grew moist. He couldn't stop thinking about the tiny birds strewn in the grass. Had they suffered before they died, or did their fragile existence just suddenly stop? And what had happened to their energy when their hearts quit beating? It didn't seem right now that maggots would eat the bodies. Or maybe they would just rot into the ground to help the grass grow. Maybe that was the circle Edwin had spoken of. You live, die, and rot, then something else lives, dies, and rots. Cole understood this cycle. Beside him, a tree had died. Already, ants and bugs crawled among the cracked bark and splintered wood. For them, life went on. In a few weeks, they would make new homes from the wood. With time, the tree would rot and become dirt. Then a new seed would fall and grow, and another tree would push upward. Years later, that tree would fall back to earth and begin the cycle all over again. Yes, death was part of living. Cole knew his own body would eventually die and decay and be reduced to dirt. That was okay. That was how the world worked. But how had the world benefited from his living? Was he no better than a tree or some weed? Was his life just fertilizer for the soil? Cole grunted angrily. He didn't want to die yet. Yes, someday that would be part of his circle. Someday he would lie in his own waste and be eaten by maggots, but not now. Suddenly, in that moment, Cole made a simple decision. He wanted to live. In death, there was no control, no anger, no one to blame, no choices, no nothing. To be alive was to have choice. The power to choose was real power, not the fake power of making others afraid. Cole knew he had used that fake power many times. All of his life, he had squandered his choices, wallowing in revenge and self-pity, keeping himself down. Now, as he lay near death, those he had hated were safe and warm. Those he had blamed were still alive and well. He had hurt himself most. Life was empty and meaningless unless he found some meaning. Maybe it was a vision, or maybe just a thought. Maybe a hallucination. A simple image entered Cole's mind. A tiny sparrow in a nest, helpless, neck straining upward, mouth gaping open. The sparrow, Cole imagined, was not angry. The young bird was helpless. It knew nothing of pride or control. It pleaded only for help, wanting nothing more than a worm brought by its mother. A worm was food. Food was energy. And energy was life. The baby begged simply for life. Mosquitoes and horseflies swarmed around Cole's face. He grunted and jerked his head. Didn't matter who was at fault for his dismal life. All that mattered was living. Cole wanted to live, and once again make choices. But to live, he needed food, and soon. But how? Every ounce of food he had eaten earlier lay in vomited chunks beside his body. Cole fingered blades of grass under his left hand, then broke off a few and brought them to his lips. His dry, swollen tongue felt stuffed into his mouth. Desperately, he opened his crusted lips and poked the grass inside. As he worked his jaws to chew, he reached for more grass,